Cartel gunman shut down Mexican border city after arrest of ally. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on November 29, 2022. Cartel gunmen shut down the Mexican border city of Nuevo Laredo as they shot at buildings and torched vehicles following the arrest of one of their top enforcers. The intensity of the actions led the U.S. consulate to issue an emergency notice to shelter in place. While Tamaulipas officials have not released any information about the shootout, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador confirmed the incident, adding that the violence was tied to the arrest of an important crime figure. The president did not identify the figure but claimed he would be moved to Mexico City for prosecution. On Monday early morning, the U.S. Consulate General in Nuevo Laredo issued a security alert. There is an emergency situation in Nuevo Laredo following an arrest operation. Reports of gunfire in multiple locations in the city. Shelter in place and standby for further information. pic.twitter.com/tp2bo44b. UI. USCG NVO Laredo, at USAC Hansel, November 28, 2022. Hours later, the consulate sent out a second notice claiming the threat was dissolving but to remain sheltered. Warning sign, warning sign, warning sign, update on the emergency situation reported earlier in Nuevo Laredo. The situation has begun to normalize. However, it is recommended to continue to shelter in place and stand by for further information. Warning sign, warning sign, warning sign. USCG NVO Laredo, at USAC Hansel, November 28, 2022. By Monday afternoon, a third notice revealed that activity was returning to normal in Nuevo Laredo. Warning sign, the consulate continues to closely monitor the security situation in the city of Nuevo Laredo. The city government has announced a return to normal functions, with the exception of schools. Instructions to shelter in place are no longer in effect. USCG NVO Laredo, at USAC Hansel, November 28, 2022. Mexican law enforcement sources consulted by Breitbart Texas revealed that federal forces arrested Eric N. known as El Negrolo, the leader of the Tropa del Infierno or Hell's Troops, of the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas. El Negrolo is also tied to a prior shooting and grenade attack on the U.S. consulate in Nuevo Laredo in March. The attack came after Mexican authorities arrested the top leader of the CDN Los Zetas, Juan Gerardo El Huevo Trevino. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.